Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota is sending state transportation workers and supplies to South Carolina to help with the Hurricane Helene recovery efforts. MNN's Brent Palm has more.
The governor's office says MnDOT is deploying 10 staff members to operate heavy equipment and provide transportation support. They're bringing trucks, trailers, nurse tanks, chainsaws, protective equipment, and communications equipment. The MnDOT crews will be working in South Carolina through the end of October. More than two dozen Minnesota National Guard members have been deployed to the Carolinas and Florida to assist with the local hurricane response and recovery. Brent Palm, MNN.
A Fargo civil rights activist and her husband face felony theft charges related to state fraud. In 2022, the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction awarded $350,000 in grant money to Faith and Charles Dixon's Faith for Hope Scholarship Fund, a nonprofit that runs after-school programs. The North Dakota BCI started investigating the couple after the DPI reported noncompliance and conflicts of interest. Through warrants, investigators searched banking records and found that through 2022 and 2023, the couple defrauded the DPI out of $70,000. Faith faces five counts of theft, and Charles faces one count of theft. Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday afternoon will be right across Minnesota's eastern border in La Crosse as presidential candidates continue blitzing battleground state Wisconsin with only 3 weeks to the election.
Also on Thursday, Democrats' vice presidential candidate Governor Tim Walz will be in North Carolina for two rallies, one with former President Bill Clinton on the first day of early voting in that state. A week from today, 2 weeks ahead of the election, former President Barack Obama and Walz will be in Madison, Wisconsin on the first day of early voting in Minnesota's neighboring state. Former President Donald Trump also targeting Wisconsin and has made a number of stops there in recent weeks. Bill Werner reporting.
Walz today visited a family farm in western Pennsylvania to outline the Harris-Walz plan for rural communities. This is MNN. A Big Lake man is dead after a crash in St. Cloud this morning. State Patrol responded to the crash around 7 a.m. on Highway 10. A westbound car driven by 75-year-old John Sands was hit by a full-size pickup heading east as he attempted to turn left. Sands was pronounced dead at the scene. The pickup driver, 48-year-old Kevin Lenzen of St. Cloud, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension launched a new version of its driving while impaired dashboard Monday, making it available to the public for the first time. Superintendent Drew Evans says there are a lot of crashes and arrests linked to impaired driving.
The goal of this is to help people better understand the patterns, the arrests, so that they know how impaired driving is impacting their communities.
Results can be filtered by age, alcohol concentration, incident day, time, and more. And a Wisconsin man suffered life-threatening injuries after a rollover crash on I-90 in Winona County Monday. State Patrol responded to the crash around 2 p.m., learning a minivan was heading east when the driver lost control and rolled into the ditch. The driver, 33-year-old Jamal Arnold of Holman, Wisconsin, was brought to St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester with life-threatening injuries. His current condition is unknown.